Rouge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Investors are on a buying spree today, bolstered by the Trump administration's pullback on tough rhetoric on tariffs. President Trump, critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, now says he will not seek to fire Powell. And the president says countries are engaged with the U.S. on trade deals and sounded optimistic that negotiations will also happen, too, with China. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Wall Street is heading to its worst April since the Great Depression. The International Monetary Fund now warning Trump's tariffs will slow economic growth around the world, with the U.S. taking a significant hit. The White House now trying to reassure anxious investors.
At the Vatican, people lining up outside St. Peter's Basilica, where the body of Pope Francis is now lying in state for the next 3 days. Preparations underway for his funeral set for Saturday. In London, the U.S., Europe, and Ukraine holding talks today, working to make progress on a ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia, but there are sticking points over territory. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate voted nearly unanimously to pass a bill expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers on Tuesday. Under current law, pregnant Wisconsinites can receive 60 days of Medicaid coverage if they have an annual income of up to 306% of the federal poverty line. Wisconsin is one of only two states that has not extended that coverage to a full year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has refused to bring up similar bills for an assembly vote in the past, despite bipartisan support, calling it an expansion of welfare. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says fewer underaged kids in the state are using tobacco and vape products. According to a recently released report, the state saw underaged vape and tobacco use drop from 13.6% in 2023 to under 12% last year. Officials say raising the tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019 has contributed to the decrease, as well as public awareness campaigns and community action. The study also found tobacco and vape shops are still selling to underage kids at a 30% higher rate than other retailers. Washburn County is looking to improve its child services by hiring a child welfare case manager or social worker. The position would be part of the Family Services Unit with the Department of Health and Human Services. County officials say whichever position is hired will provide services for families experiencing child abuse and neglect issues, delinquency, and foster care. Qualified applicants must have a bachelor's degree in social work or a related field and a Wisconsin social work certification. Applications will be accepted until May 2nd. A new organization is seeking to provide support to Superior and Duluth businesses that will be affected by upcoming construction on the Blatnik Bridge replacement project. The Twin Ports Business Alliance was founded to connect local business leaders and provide support and promotion for businesses in the commercial district near the long-term construction project. Officials say they intend to connect those businesses with resources and marketing opportunities so they not only survive the replacement project but thrive when construction ends. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to two poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brook Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball. The Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the 6th. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn Show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Nine ways Capitol rioters got a better deal than the wrongly deported dad. This is Lisa Needham, Daily Kos contributor, writing over on dailykos.com. And it's just a great summary. Let me just go through them because it's just shocking, the hypocrisy and the frank criminality of this administration, in defiance of the law, in defiance of the Constitution, in defiance of the Supreme Court and the lower courts. Number one, the January 6th rioters were actually charged with crimes. Kilmer Garcia was not charged with any crime. He's never been charged with a crime. Period. In fact, he had permission to be here in the United States. Number two, he asked for permission, he got permission, and he's here. Number two, the insurrectionists got trials and plea deals. Kilmer Garcia never got a trial, never got a plea deal. He never even had an opportunity to speak to a lawyer. He simply got snatched and deported. Number three, nobody manufactured evidence against the January 6th criminals. But Donald Trump is showing doctored photos of a man's fist with MI-13 gang tats on it, which is not Garcia's hand. The president of the United States lying to the people and the world about a man he wants to keep in prison because it's embarrassing to him that his administration made a mistake. Just consider how low, how pathetic, how disgusting, how weak, how stupid that is. Number four, many of the January 6th rioters already had criminal records. Kilmer Garcia had no criminal record whatsoever, never even an accusation against him. Number five, the Supreme Court gave hundreds of the January 6th rioters a little bit of a treat. 350 of them were charged under a felony, under a charge that makes a criminal law that makes it a felony to obstruct official proceedings, and the Supreme Court knocked that down. So 350 of them got out. Number eight, Garcia not. Number six, Republicans were very concerned about jail conditions for the insurrectionists. Remember when Marge Three Toe Green was going down to the jail there in Washington D.C. and they were singing songs, you know, our new FBI director turned them into a music thing, you know, and all this stuff. Garcia's wrongful imprisonment in a notoriously violent foreign concentration camp. And by the way, this is not a prison. Prisons operate under the rule of law. If you're in a prison, you can see your friends and neighbors. You can have visitors. You can have a lawyer come visit you. None of that is true of this concentration camp in El Salvador. There is no due process. There is no rule of law. Lawyers can't come in. Family members can't come in. And nobody comes out. You come out in a body bag. That's it. This is not a prison. It is a concentration camp. By dictionary definition, concentration camps exist outside the rule of law, outside of due process. Prisons operate within the rule of law, within due process. Number seven, the January 6th rioters had Trump on their side. Obviously, Garcia does not, even though he committed no crime. But, you know, Trump is just a brutal man, and he's willing to see somebody's life destroyed, his family destroyed, if he thinks it's going to help him politically or help him make more money. Number eight, the January 6th insurrectionists were pardoned. Garcia, no, not so much. Number nine, the rioters were not shipped off to a maximum security prison in El Salvador. Again, I would say this is not even a prison. This is a concentration camp. I have a great geeky science for you here. This is just such great news. BYD, which is China's leading electric vehicle manufacturer, just unveiled in next year's cars, 5-minute charging. That's about how long it takes to fill your gas tank in a gas station. It's called their Super E platform, and it debuts on two of their cars, the Han L sedan and the Tang L SUV, which went on sale this week. Excuse me, I said next year. It went on sale this week. And their claim is that you can charge 250 miles of range in 5 minutes. Now, for reference, the Tesla Model Y in 15 minutes gets you 169 miles of range. So here's how they're doing this. Their Super E platform is rated at a whopping 1,000 volts and 1,000 amps. That's 1,000 kilowatts, or 1 megawatt, basically, 1 million watts. And the Model Y can only support fast charging at 250 kilowatts. This is charging at 1,000 kilowatts. Right now, the Lucid Gravity is America's fastest charging EV. It can suck down an impressive 400 kilowatts. So it will charge quickly. I mean, I the car that I have is the Hyundai Ioniq 5. And the Hyundai Ioniq 5, the Porsche Macan Electric, and the Tesla Cybertruck all have 800-volt electrical systems. The higher the voltage of the electrical system for the car, the faster it can charge. I mean, it's pretty simple, that and the way, of course, the battery is designed. And the standard for most electric cars sold in the United States and around the world, frankly, including all the other Teslas outside of the Cybertruck, are 400-volt frames, basically. And with a 400-volt frame, you know, there's a limit to how quickly you can charge it. I can charge my car from 20% to 80% in 18 minutes with these fast DC chargers. But that's still 18 minutes. That's not 5 minutes. So, but my car has an 800-volt frame. This car has a 1,000-volt frame, and it can handle 1,000 amps. And I think my car can only handle 49 amps or something like that. So, now, again, these are from BYD, this car, that will charge a 250-mile range in 5 minutes. It's only sold in China. Well, it's not just only sold in China. They're sold all over the world. They're just not sold in the United States because President Biden put 100% tariff on them. But the technology is not unique to BYD, and the technology will be coming here. I guarantee you, the next year or two, you're going to see 1,000-volt frames become the new standard, and you're going to see 5-minute charging for 250, 300 miles of range happening right across all the EV cars. And it's going to be a big jump. It's going to be a big and positive step forward for electric vehicles in the United States, which are selling like hotcakes, by the way. Electric vehicles in the United States are doing very well. Now, other countries doing even better. I mean, Norway, they're more than 90% of all new car sales are electric, in part because I believe it's next year, maybe the year after, it'll no longer be possible, legal, to sell an internal combustion engine in Norway. In the UK, they're putting charging stations on public streets. This is the new business opportunity. If I owned a restaurant, I would be seriously looking at putting, you know, for-profit charging stations outside so that people can, because right now it takes, you know, 15 to 30 minutes to charge a car, which is, you know, time for a quick meal. And if it's a slower charger, it can take an hour. Still, you know, time for a meal in a restaurant. My sense of it is that the days of the gas stations are going to go away. The gas stations, as you know, fewer and fewer people are buying gas, and it'll take a decade or two for this to happen. But as fewer and fewer people are buying gas, and pretty much, you know, anybody in America who's got a garage or has, you know, a carport with some, you know, some little bit of security where they feel safe that, you know, nobody's going to steal the wiring, it should get an electric car. I mean, it costs the equivalent of like 80 cent a gallon gasoline to run an electric car. I mean, of course, it depends on how much you pay for the electricity where you live. Mine is free. We put solar panels on the house last year, and we're generating 9 kilowatts, you know, during a sunny day right now, this time of year, which is, you know, you know, I can't charge my car that fast. I mean, I'm charging my car with free, 100% free electricity. But even when I'm buying it off the grid, you know, we've got time of day pricing. So, you know, we pay 40 cents a kilowatt hour between 5 and 9 p.m., which is when I basically run the house off the batteries with our solar system. And but we're paying like 8 cents an hour, I believe it is, 8 cents a kilowatt hour from 9 or 10 p.m. until 9 o'clock the following morning. And that's when I charge my car if I'm, you know, if I really need to, if I'm not going to charge it with the sun. And then it's costing me probably the equivalent of around 40 or 50 cents a gallon gasoline. I mean, people in America are waking up to this reality that you know, electric cars. And not only that, the maintenance is so much cheaper. I mean, there's only a couple of dozen moving parts in my electric car, whereas an internal combustion engine could have, you know, hundreds of parts, any one of which can fail. There's no liquids, there's no smell, your garage doesn't stink. I just can't tell you how cool it is having this electric vehicle. You've got to check them out. We'll be right back at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Native Path Collagen is made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fillers and fibers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners. And they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptide formula. It's more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body more easily. It mixes better than other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/THOM, and check out the 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other collagen brands. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Horses borrow from a theme park. With cowboy boots and business suits and flashlights in the dark. One had a crown made out of foil. The others followed blind. Dropping memos marked top secret in a dusty DC wind. Behind there the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Can't even lock a file crate. Talking war plans on. One's got a Bible in one hand and a subpoena in the
23
other.
Minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Catherine in Chicago. Hey, Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon. A few things. I don't know if you know Malcolm Nance, but it would be great if you could get him on your show.
He has been on the program many times, Catherine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I missed it then. I think he's probably friends with Phil, too. Mm-hmm. But this morning when he was on Stephanie Miller's show, he was very adamant about how we need more protests and more protesters, that the amount of people out there is good, but it's just not enough.
Right.
So we need more out there.
Yeah, the social science says you have to hit 3.5% of the population, and we're hitting around 1% right now.
Right. The second thing is I'd like to just add a little tidbit of personal experience that I've had with indigenous people here. I went camping about 20 years ago on a Native reservation in northern Wisconsin through a program at my college, and I spent about 3 weeks on a recreated Ojibwe village. Mm-hmm. I think their word for it is the Anishinaabe people, mm-hmm. and they are some of the most kindest people. I'm not sure if that's right. Correct grammar, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The kindest people I have ever met. They taught us, there were probably about 30 students. We're all maybe about, 21, 20 at the time. Anyway, but we lived there. We camped in recreated lodges where we had our own tents. We made birch bark baskets. We participated in ceremony. We heard hundreds of stories. And they're just some of the kindest people ever. And of course, camping on the actual reservation, you hear about the real history of what happened, not this garbage that they feed us in schools. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
So I just kind of wanted to add that, it would be, and so many of them are gone now, but it would be good if we could keep up their story too. There's so many stories that we have to tell, but to keep, and I'm not native at all. I'm as white can get, I'm almost 100% Irish, but, they need our care too, and our advocacy and our support, because, they're so isolated still, and it would be good if they had some of our protection too whenever it's possible.
And to a large extent, they're also the last protectors and defenders of the Aboriginal and Indigenous wisdom that informed our founders about how democracy works, and that are speaking out for the planet. I spent a couple of weeks on the Mescalero Apache Reservation in Arizona back 20 years ago or thereabouts. I wrote about it in my book, Prophet's Way. And like yourself, I was astonished. It was my first real kind of immersion experience. We did a whole bunch of sweats, me and a group of the men. And I attended a puberty ritual for a young woman who had just, become a teenager and was going through that transition. It's kind of the native equivalent of a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah or a confirmation, in Catholicism. And but it was an all-day ceremony out in the hot sun, and really rigorous stuff, and just wonderful people. I'm with you, Catherine. Thanks for sharing that story. That was marvelous. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Take it back to the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. Did he suck the soul out of the Pope? We'll be right back.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $320,000 of investments for county forest roads. According to a press release, the funding will support the improvement of over 930 miles of roads across 24 counties in the state. A number of northwest Wisconsin counties will receive a portion of that funding, including Eau Claire, Burnett, Polk, and Ashland. Roads eligible for the funding must be part of a comprehensive county forest land use plan. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources have announced over 10 million trees were planted in the state last year. According to a press release, Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge 2024 annual report found that nearly 10.7 million trees were planted over more than 57,000 acres. The report also found the state has covered over 40% of its 75 million tree goal by 2030. Governor Evers signed an executive order to pursue the pledge in 2021. The state has also reached over 60% of its forest conservation goal. And Ashland Park will see renovation work beginning on May 1st. Construction crews will begin replacing the bathhouse at Crayer Park as part of a larger redevelopment project. Work on the full project is expected to take about 6 months, but city officials are hoping that the bathhouse building can be replaced by the end of June to ensure it's operational for July 4th. Officials also say the park should be open as usual in mid-May. Funding for the redevelopment comes from the Department of Natural Resources Stewardship Grant and American Rescue Plan Act. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron and Rusk Counties is inviting residents to register for their Healthy Living with Diabetes workshop. The six-week program starting May 7th will offer participants evidence-based strategies to integrate with traditional treatment, like adding nutritious foods and appropriate exercise to their daily routines. The program is open to adults with pre, type 1, or type 2 diabetes, as well as family members and caregivers who support them. Pre-registration for the program must be completed by April 30th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. You're timing good, fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Bill Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you already know that's its own special kind of chaos, right? But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and for a free trial, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Vanish. Jobs are gone. The banks foreclose. But the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They clink their glass. They buy up stocks while you collapse. A crisis means it's time to play another fire sale today. Stock market meltdown. It's happy hour. Pour the drinks. Feel the power.
5 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Jim in Norwood, New Jersey. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'll get to it quickly. I have a simple question. What would be the chances, you think, of having a bill to either rescind or revise the immunity ruling of the Supreme Court for Trump? You know, he's immune from all prosecution. He can't do anything wrong.
Right, I get that. I'm totally in agreement with you, Jim, that this is something that's absolutely necessary. It is, of course, not going to happen as long as Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House and John Thune is leading the United States Senate. But if we can flip the House and Senate to Democratic control in what is it, about 20 months from now, something like that, then, I think there's a very real possibility. It wouldn't take a constitutional amendment. It would just take a law.
This is like paralysis.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. We're in this interregnum, this period, this transitional period between the election of Trump and the empowerment of all, Republicans in all three branches. And, the crack in that facade, the crack in that concrete. And that's not going to come for another year and a half. And hopefully we'll make it there. I think we will. I'm relatively optimistic. And the thing that makes me optimistic is all the people I see out in the streets, the increasing ferocity of op-eds and even news stories in mainstream journals. I mean, I'm seeing writers in the Financial Times talking about Trump as a fascist, in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, very conservative publications now are saying, wait a minute, this thing is going way too far. So that gives me hope.
I wonder if there's going to be a gradual peeling off, like people like Lisa Murkowski and this guy Bacon, in the House and the Senate, if gradually somebody will find their spine.
I'm guessing that rather than it being gradual, although we're seeing it right now as kind of a gradual process, but I'm guessing that there's actually going to be a moment, and I have no idea what it's going to be around, where it's kind of one of those Joseph Welch moments, with the have you no, what was the word, integrity at long last, Senator, or whatever the word was.
Decency.
That's right. Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? That at some point that somebody is going to stand up and essentially challenge the Trump, a Republican, probably a Republican who has decided not to run for re-election, and that it may be the crack in the dam that causes the dam to start to fracture, to splinter and collapse. But
God help,
we'll see.
It can't happen soon enough.
I'm with you, Jim.
Thanks,
brother. Yep, good talking to you. Thank you. Dan in Michigan City, Indiana. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I have first of all, I'd like to commend you on your term, Margie three-toe green. I'm going to have to use that. That was special.
I frankly stole it from Jeff Tiedrich. So
anyway, I love it. Jeff. But not the reason for my call. I have a specific question, and I hope you have a take on it. I have read late, in the last week or two, the fact that there's actually a movement going on, and this concerns, in my case, family for me, Puerto Rico, that they are considering making Puerto Rican people that were born in Puerto Rico, considering, I'm talking, my son-in-law was born there 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. They came over here as kids.
Right.
He served in the Army for 4 years, honorably. And that they're talking about making them reapply for citizenship.
Oh, really?
And I'm wondering if you had heard anything.
I have not. I have not. That. Puerto Ricans are citizens at birth.
Well,
are they not?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But it's not just Puerto Rico. It's all the, other Virgin Islands and what have you.
Yeah, not the Virgin Islands, but the, like Guam and the Solomons.
Well, yeah,
and,
that's what I meant.
Guam. The U.S. territories. Yes, if you're in a U.S. territory, you are considered a citizen of the United States.
But this sounds like something, Steve Miller or Holman or one of them.
Yeah, well, of course, Puerto Rico is filled with brown people, so they're going to do everything they can to disenfranchise them.
But you have not heard that.
I have not heard it, no.
I'm not talking about deporting them. I'm just, the article I read said they would make them reapply.
Right, well, that's stage one. Where'd you read that, Dan?
I'm trying to remember as I've been waiting here. It might have been political or it might have been something else. It was online. This was like a week, maybe even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
And
it's
so rattling that, of course, in today's situation, it's not something that I would completely count out anymore, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I wonder.
But I was wondering if you had any thoughts.
No, I'm unfamiliar with it. I would not be surprised if they try to do this. As I said, Puerto Rico is full of brown people, and we have an openly racist administration here.
And they absolutely hate Puerto Rico. Yeah, so, number one, you know that.
Yeah,
and,
especially after that, the mayor of, I forget the city in Puerto Rico, stood up to Donald Trump after he threw toilet paper or paper towels at them. Dan, thanks for putting that on my radar screen. I was unfamiliar. I'll see what I can learn about it. Thank you. Ron in Folsom, California. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Before I get on the topic that Mark Pocan mentioned earlier about the Dems going into Republican districts, the first and last time I spoke with you was almost 2 years ago, and we were talking about EVs and my Ioniq 6, and you got a 5, so I've appreciated that.
Yeah, yeah, but you've got the sedan, I've got the SUV. They're great cars, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and next month, May 1st, I'm going to run out of my 2 years of free charging, so
yeah,
I get some miles in.
That's
between
a
now
pretty
and
amazing
then.
Deal. Free charging for 2 years, and it's fast charging
that's
too.
Great.
That's the 18 minutes, from up to 80% full.
Yeah, same platform.
Yeah.
But the reason for the call is I wanted to give a kudos to Eric Solwell, who held a town hall in Folsom, here in Folsom, because Kevin Kiley of District 3 refuses to hold an in-person town hall.
Right.
And we had over 500 there,
wow.
So many that they had to, we were at capacity.
Right.
And 2 weeks before that, John Garamendi did a Zoom call in Tom McClintock's District 5 up in Cameron Park, and that was well attended. And it, and finally, just a shout out to the Folsom Area Democratic Club, who sponsored last night's event. And, you know, they've just been going, you know, gangbusters. You know, back in February or beginning of the year, they were meeting in round table and maybe had a dozen or a couple dozen people attend. Mm-hmm. Well, back in February, all of a sudden, people were activated. Now they got 150. They had to move it to the local Rotary Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And, you know.
There's a movement growing, Ron.
We had.
Huh? There's a movement growing.
You betcha.
This reminds me of, like, 1966. You know, by 67, it was just, you know, Betsy bar the door or whatever the old saying is. But, yeah. You know, there was just
right.
starting
Katie
in 66. Yeah, Katie bar the door. Thank you.
Right on.
Ron, appreciate the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body more easily, mixes better with other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, they offer really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/THOM and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Tom.
The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. John in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
Listen, I've got an idea.
Okay.
I was thinking about how Japan transitioned after the war to a democracy.
Right.
And the key thing was basically General MacArthur took it over. And he did some really interesting revolutionary things, such as an agrarian reform, where he said, listen, we're going to give the farmers title to the land. And people said, oh, but, you know, there's 7 families. Anyway, the idea is to do the same thing with the West Bank and Gaza and create a 10-year plan of transition to democracy and total economic development. Yeah. The idea being that they should start democracy at the local level.
I agree.
The village.
I agree. This is intrinsic to the two-state solution. One of the problems is that Israel has destroyed so many hundreds of billions of dollars worth of infrastructure there. It's one of the reasons why one of the few upsides of Trump, you know, sucking up so successfully to billionaire Arab regimes, you know, MBS and the UAE, whatnot, is that they would have the money to rebuild Gaza and help it. But I doubt that they're going to be in favor of it being a democracy. None of those countries are democracies. They're all brutal kingdoms. But I'm with you, John. And, you know, we need a two-state solution.
Why don't we do it?
Well, you know, if Donald Trump can build a hotel there, maybe he'll, God forbid.
Well, but not only Donald Trump, what if Donald Trump, the European Union, I don't know, Japan, you know?
No, I'm with you. And frankly, I think that Israel should be financially held responsible for the damage or much of the damage that they've wrought. I realize that you have to ameliorate that or soften that by acknowledging the violence of October 7th and that there was some considerable justification for them going into Gaza. I just don't think that there was a justification for them destroying Gaza and killing 50,000 people. And now, you know, murdering aid workers and burying them in mass graves. I mean, it's just gone way over the top. But I get what you're saying. John, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Jerry in Tomah, Wisconsin. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I was just wondering if you knew anything about the first female commander at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, being relieved. And her name is Sheila Baez Ramirez. Imagine that, huh?
Yeah. A woman and a Hispanic last name. That's not going to work well with the Trump. So who's relieving her of duty? Is this coming down from D.C.? Is this another
racist Stephen Miller? I don't know. I'm trying to find out. But, I'm trying to find out. I don't know if it comes down from above, I assume. Yeah. I mean, that ruins her career, and she's got a real good career.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's all over the photos. They're saying she had something to do with turning some photos around of Vance and Trump.
Geez. I'll have to look into it, Jerry. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about it, but thank you for the tip. Tim in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I have a question about, you know, you've heard about the Trump talking about giving bonuses for women to have babies.
Yes, white women.
Is this legal and who, huh?
White women. Yes, it is. I mean, we've done this with our tax code forever. That you get a $3,000 deduction, as I recall, if you've got kids. It's probably higher than that nowadays.
Yeah, but you can't. What about black women, Hispanics, Asian? Are they going to get it?
Well,
is this legal?
They will. They certainly will. But, you know, because there's many more white women in America than there are minorities, they're hoping to incentivize white women to have babies. It's almost eugenics. I mean, what these guys are practicing, Tim,
I know.
Truly bizarre. And they are not just steeped in their racist ideology. They are just gung ho about it. You know, the whole all this bell curve nonsense and everything else that they keep, you know, trying to revive. And I think it's modern day 21st century eugenics that they're, or just good old fashioned Klan style racism, Tim, I got to run, but thanks for listening to WGEE there in Eau Claire, and thank you very much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll catch up with you on the other side. We'll be back tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crowds are building outside St. Peter's Basilica, where the body of Pope Francis is lying in state. Tens of thousands are expected to pay their respects in the coming days ahead of his funeral on Saturday. ABC's Patrick Rievel has more.
There are still hundreds of people gathered here lining up to try and pay their respects to Pope Francis. We hear from the Vatican that they may extend the opening times to pay people, for people to pay their respects beyond midnight tonight because of the number of people coming here. And I think the atmosphere all day has been one of curiosity by people who are just here as tourists, but others who, you know, are deeply moved.
Investors on a buying spree today, encouraged after President Trump struck a softer and more optimistic tone over tariff talks. It comes as U.S. stocks are on pace to have its worst April since the Great Depression. In Turkey, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Istanbul today, leading residents to run into the streets and flee buildings. More than 230 injured so far. This is ABC News.